Blog Talk Radio.
The times we live in, death we beam, the tempter turned our spirit into a thing of seen. He gave us life breath. Babylon tried to turn God's life into death. We are ready to chant. Down Babylon, down wicked man. The times we live in. One people act as none people. One nation is too complacent. The greatest times of trouble we face them. Guerrilla descendants, they say we be. But I see deeper. We from Yah, you see. The times we live in. Men raising tax dollars in prison. Women recycling the same system. Cause they cannot raise our men. But Willie Lynch told on destroy the dominant man. Then go into the nation and do as much evil as you can. The times we live in. I'm just trying to live in. But the way my people living ain't living. Saying they gonna die anyway. So what's the use of living? The times we live in. Oppression integrated segregation. My people think of bends and the law. Make them equal and they way too comfortable. No more talk of liberation. They just give their mouths lavishing while other nations stand in amazement. The times we live in. It is way too much to just give in. So in these times we live in, y'all willing, I'll be living. The times we live in. The times we live in. The times we live in. Y'all willing, I'll be living. Y'all willing, I'll be living. Y'all willing.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous and Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. We just ask that everyone be mindful of the singing of the choir and kind of lower your voices when we're singing. Praise Yah. All the way from 1907 Vine Street, Yah's Gate.
We honor you and reverence the name of your holy name. We
Hallelujah. like to thank you all for coming back out. This is Babylon Father. I go by the name of Ye. That's y'all way of supreme, in case you want to know. I like to take you through the experience of.
I don't need no ad libs. Say they don't know. But we gon' let them know. Say they don't know. We about to let them know. Now check it. We reintroduce you to this lion straight from Judah. One of the 12 tribes all gather, all rise as we gather around the water coolers. As we discuss our exodus and all the things that Egypt still doing to us. Dead Jacob still say it's the land of the beautiful. But here over 20 years, don't know this for me to grow. This heart's fools and kids crying. And every time I look in the paper, all I see is Babylon peace on downsizing. Man, I find a new gig, new strategy. Sure to have all my co-workers get mad at me. Found wisdom. And integrity, try to get my people asked, but all they do is laugh at me. They just little lambs getting led to the slaughter while the wicked stay hungry, stay placing their orders. Gotta leave this job before it's set on fire, cause where y'all requires it, be I desire. So, my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see. New cars, new frames, no belt, whole white chin chain, but. Now who's this, who's that, bus gap, cell crack, who raps, but. See my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see. Okay, boxes of packages for hiding guys to employ you 2 weeks. Know the Sodom and Gomorrah, it's the land of idolatry. Wickedness and queers in 2 weeks, you know this that I ain't here. That the job will get better, whatever. My king provides for me through any endeavor. Took my stony heart and it changed it for meekness. So everybody try to take one's kindness for weakness. They still convoy, saying you ain't gonna do that. Give him a couple months and he'll be right back. See, I don't argue with no fools. Keep my demeanor strictly cool. Maybe you'll understand if you just follow by the rules. It's subordination, the reason you're stuck in the same station. Praise the mighty God. Watch that wicked start decaying. But it's coming from me. So you know they go ignore it. It doesn't matter when they don't meet our floor because my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see. New cars, new frames, no belt, no watch, chin chain, but yeah, who's this? Who's that? Bus yet, self, who raps, but see my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see. See, they don't know, See, they don't know, by who? See, they don't know, See, they don't know, by who? See, they don't know, See, they don't know, by who? See, they don't know, See, they don't know, by who? Not to the east, not to the east, we say. Not to the west, not to the west, we say. Not to the north, not to the north, we say. Not to the south, not to the south, we say. Welcome back, Elder Yael. Yeah, yeah. Praise mighty Yah.
Hallelujah. Keep going in the strength of Yah. Praying for Yah's strength. Hallelujah. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going in the strength of Yah. Whenever I fall, he make me rise. Wipe my tears when they make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. Keep going in the strength of Yah. Whenever I fall, he make me rise. Wipe my tears when they make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. Have you ever been down and out? No one to look to. Who can you call on? Seem like nothing is going your way. Pockets turned thin, all of your cash gone. Then you face the east and hit your knees and spread your hands high to the most high. Then he poured down a too big to receive. Cause they remember every time that you pay tithes. You see, we all got problems. Get your burdens and y'all lay down your tribulations. You see, we gotta be strong and courageous like y'all commanded Yahshua and Caleb.
Don't nothing come easy in this world. Everything that you need, but believe you gotta work for it. Might have to go through the dirt for it. Y'all can steal the thing, but it's the glory of kings that he searched for it.
When the lights get dark, Yahweh keeps my candle going on. And when things seem like they too hard to handle, I'ma stay strong.
Keep on in the strength of Yah. Whenever I fall, he make me rise. Wipe my tears when they make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Keep on in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep on in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. Keep on in the strength of Yah. Whenever I fall, he make me rise. Wipe my tears when they make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. Whenever I lost someone I loved or a family member, in my heart grew cold as the snow in December. I looked to my left, then I looked to my right. No man in sight, but Yah was taking straight ahead at the end of the light. Don't give up the fight. It's never too late as long as you got breath. And Ruach left for wickedness. Y'all remove my steps. If I get a second chance, I'ma do my best. Be eyes to the blind, feet to the lame. Father to the poor, and I broke the jaws of the wicked. Plucked the spoil out of his inches. When he went against them, gave hope to those ready to perish. Caused the widow's heart to sink. I put on righteousness, and they clothed me as a robe and diadem. Stay strong like Job with my Elohim. Y'all redeem your holy seed. And those that faint in the heart who don't see, they gon' make it across. Please help them see. See, I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. Whenever I fall, he make me rise. Wipe my tears when they make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going. Keep going in the strength of Yah. Keep going in the strength of Yah. Whenever I fall, he make me rise. Wipe my tears when they make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah.
When the lights get dark, Yahweh keeps my candle glowing on. And when things seem like they're too hard to handle, I'ma stay strong. When the light gets dark, Yahweh keeps my candle glowing on. And when things seem like they're too hard to handle, I'ma stay strong.
Keep going in the strength of Yah. Whenever I fall, he make me rise. Wipe my tears when he make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. Keep going in the strength of Yah. Whenever I fall, he make me rise. Wipe my tears when they make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah. I'ma keep going. I'ma keep going in the strength of Yah.
Hallelujah.
Prosper, we say, Yah, Yahweh is righteous. Oh, oh, Yah. Yahweh is so good. Oh, oh, Yah.
Yahweh's the one that calls us to walk on dry land out of Egypt. Gave us manna and gave us raiment for all our afflictions. Yahweh is king and there is no one besides him. Who raised us from dirt, prophesied the dry bones, brought strength to one them. We say Yah. Yahweh is righteous. Oh, oh, Yah. Yahweh is holy. Oh, oh, Yah. Yahweh is righteous. Oh, oh, Yah. Yahweh is holy. Oh, oh, Yah. Yahweh is righteous. Oh, oh, Yah. Yahweh is holy. Oh, oh, Yah. Yahweh is righteous. Oh, oh, Yah. Yahweh is holy. Oh, oh.
Yeah. Yah's law is perfect, burning the soul. Yah's testimony sure, making wise and bold. Yah's statutes are right, rejoicing the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, and lean in the eyes. The fear Yah's clean, endure forever. Your judgment to Yah, true, and right is only tender. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. First and foremost, all praise to Yah, creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that in them be. Scorn is reviled, Yah's biz, be Yah, dissolve him like fizz. Let me tell you who he is, the Almighty, El Shaddai, he who sits on high, El Elyon, the Most High, Elohim, Shalom, Yisrael, Yahweh, Eloheinu, Yahweh, Yahkai, to glorify. That is my job. Yah's one. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head, done. JC, Yah on the cross, so we never won. Our people calling on deities, blind, deaf, and dumb. They you with the cause, and it's the rest is for the heat. Why my people so blind that they can't see what's right under their feet? Clear as the concrete. I'm a hunter for the lost sheep. Send it up, step alive to the Most High. Yah's testimony sure, make it wise. Yah's statutes are right, rejoicing the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yeah. The fear, Yah's clean, enduring forever. Yeah. Judges to Yah, true, and right is all together. Praise Yah, come on, Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, who was our king? Yah, in the captivity for our iniquity, and who was our judge? Yah, he'll have mercy and compassion on me. Just praise him daily. Who was our lawgiver? Yah, that's the only one. No other. That's why I left the stone cutters. All of our lovers betrayed us. This is why it is Yah, and he will save us. No more following our lust. In Yah, I trust. He made my bones rise from the dust. Breathed in me life. My people hated truth. Started living trite. Now we're here as it is. This day destroyed, our men lay slain in the streets, our mothers praising images of clay, and now we need to turn to Yah. He put these curses for a sign and the wonder to be displayed. Yah's law is perfect, converting the soul. Yah's testimony sure, making wise and bold. Yah's statutes are right, rejoicing the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightening in the eyes. The fear Yah's clean, endure forever. The judgment to Yah, true and right.
Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, yeah. My people say praise Yah. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah's righteous and Yah's holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. It was some beautiful singing. Psalm by Yah's Gates to the Most High Yah, our Elohim. Beautiful psalms. And it's a blessing to sing songs to the Most High. And it's a blessing to have our beloved Eldael back into the sanctuary of Yahweh. Hallelujah! Praise the mighty Yah. What it looks like, everything is back in order. So let us all get started with a prayer. Hallelujah. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh Elohim. Yahweh, your servants humbly come before you and thank you. We thank you, Yahweh, for blessing us to see another holy Shabbat day, to give honor, glory, and praises, and to sing psalms unto you, Yah, to offer righteous works of righteousness unto you. We thank you, Yahweh. We pray that you continue to bless your service with your spirit, to enjoy and to rejoice in you, and you alone this great day. For Yahweh, truly you are worthy to be praised. We thank you for your wisdom, understanding, and knowledge for which you have given us in your service. And Yahweh, we thank you for the food that you have given us this day, both the physical food and the spiritual food. We pray, Yahweh, that it can nurture us and continue to keep us and do us no harm. Yahweh, we pray that you continue to keep your host encamped about us,
protecting your servants from hurt, harm, and danger. We pray, Yahweh, that you comfort the hearts of servants whom are in mourning. We pray, Yahweh, that you place your hand upon your servants whom are sick, ill, wounded, and afflicted. And Yahweh, we pray that you continue to watch over and guard and protect your servants and bless us to pray for the entirety of this holy day that you will bless us all to see. In your holy and righteous and exalted name, we pray by saying hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous and Yah is holy. Let Yahweh be magnified. Amen. And it's a great honor and a great blessing to bring up my brother who's been teaching in the house of Israel for over 10 years. The Most High has definitely endowed this brother with the spirit of wisdom, understanding and knowledge, and diligence to search out his word and to magnify his word and to bring out the good knowledge and understanding that are in the words of the Most High Yahweh Yah Elohim. The brother has a true name because he definitely has a fire within him when it comes to the praises of Yahweh. It's a great honor and a great blessing to be able to stand next to this brother in praise and serve Yahweh with him. So to no further ado, I'm going to bring up my brother, Morey Isha Yisrael. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Make me see. Shabbat shalom again. Shabbat shalom to our elders. Shabbat shalom to the brothers. Shabbat shalom to the full daughters of Zion. Shabbat shalom to the children. And of course, Shabbat shalom to everyone that has continued and that is listening and are viewing us in our internet audience. Hallelujah. Again, I'm back. Yeah. Standing in for Elder Morey Isha. Of course, unfortunately, this week, the family of Morey Isha lost their Ema, Abigail, has passed away, the wife of Morey Isha. May Yahweh comfort them, be with them, rejuvenate their spirit, satisfy their souls, continue to strengthen his spirit with them to get them through the time of mourning that we mother of his children. Praise the mighty God. The funeral arrangements were announced. Anybody missed that, the funeral will be the sixth day, which is February 11th is the invitation, and then the funeral is at 11. And then where is the repast? So the repast is at the Walker on Reading Road and Park, and the funeral is at the one on East McMillan. Gotcha. Okay. Praise mighty God. And of course, our conference is up and coming. Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference will be held St. Simon's Island, Georgia, March the 12th through the 15th. To my understanding, the host hotel, the Best Western Plus. Sold out. Filled up all the rooms. But there is another hotel. It's called Latita Inn and Suites. La Quinta. That's the Overflow Hotel. Anybody have that number? That's the Overflow Hotel. To the Overflow Hotel, if you haven't scheduled your room, you call 912-263-3000. And, of course, the reservation code is the House of Israel. March the 12th through the 15th. And our conference topic is of Yahweh's calendar. Everything and anything you need and want to know about Yah's calendar will be discussed at this conference. Come with your most curious question about Yah's calendar. Hallelujah. Any questions about the conference? Pray. Yeah, LDIO is back in the building. Hallelujah. Choir held you down. They did very well. In your absence, do we have any questions from anyone about anything pertaining to the words of Yah? Yes, worldgatheringisrael.org. I don't think the La Quinta information is on the website.
Shabbat Shalom. Giving all honor and glory to Yahweh by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. And Shabbat Shalom to the elder. Yael. I have two questions. First question is, how do you get a willing mind and spirit? Second question is, why did Yahweh make oppression? Oppression, yeah. Oppression. Shabbat Shalom.
In the last portion of class, I'm pulling a triple shift today, so I welcome your questions and your participation in services today. I can talk for hours, but I'd rather not. If you have any questions, if you want to make any testimonies to Holy Saints. Remember, I said holy. That would be good if you have something to contribute to our service. Awesome. How do you get a willing mind and spirit? Good question. Go to the book of Kings, 1 Kings. Truthfully, before I go to scripture, I'll let you know. To get a willing mind in spirit, you 9 times out of 10 already have it if you want to know how you get it. Because only the willing want to know how to be willing. You know, the willing is not going to sit around and say, how can I... The unwilling is not going to sit around and say, how can I be willing? Because they don't want to, right? So only the willing is going to question, how do I become willing or more willing? Because you already have it. The Spirit's already there. But how do you enhance it, or how do you increase it? How do you even get it? Maybe the unwilling will get woken up. So 1 Kings. Well, maybe I want to force check. Third chapter.
Gibeon, Yahweh appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And Elohim said, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said, you have showed unto your servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before you in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with you. And you have kept him this great kindness that you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, Yahweh, my Elohim, you have made thy servant king in seed of David, my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. Thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give, therefore, thy servant an understanding heart, to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people?
See, Solomon already had a willing spirit in mind. Because if he didn't, he would have said, give me, you know, a Lamborghini or whatever. For, come on, Michael. He asked for a wise heart, an understanding heart, because he was willing to do the right thing for Yahweh. And the spirit to be humble, I guess that's the best way to answer that. You have to be humble to ask and receive a willing spirit in mind. In your humility is what you're going to need. So if you go to the book of Psalms, the first chapter, Psalms 51, you're going to start in verse 7.
Psalms 51 and 7. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice.
See, he's humbled. And so now he wants goodness. Go ahead.
Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O Elohim, and renew a right spirit within me.
So this is what he's asking for. He's asking for it because he was humbled. He was repentant. And now he wants a good spirit. So in order to get this willing spirit mind, you have to humble yourself. Because why else are you going to ask for that anyway? Unless you're humbled. So the best way to get a willing spirit in mind is to humble yourself and ask the Most High for the thing. Then what was your next question? Why did Yahweh make oppression? Well, he made oppression to punish people. But I'm trying to think of the best scripture to show. I think it's in the book of Habakkuk. Tribaku.
Yeah, well, yes, that's in Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. But, let me find this scripture here. The Creator, oppression is what he gives, what it comes from a curse. Well, go to the book of Deuteronomy 28. This is going to be better. Verse 28.
Shall smite you with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday, as the blind grope in darkness. And you shall not prosper in your ways. And you shall be only oppressed and spoiled evermore. And no man shall save you.
So the reason this is happening is because of a curse. Because of on the children of Israel, because they turned away from the Creator. And oppression is the opposite of prospering. If you say, if he's saying you're going to be oppressed all the time, and you won't prosper. So he's letting you know if you weren't oppressed, you would prosper. But you cannot prosper if you're oppressed. And you cannot prosper if you forsake the Creator. Therefore, you have to be riddled with oppression. And this is why the Creator said that for we not serve him with a joyfulness and gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things, therefore we are serving our enemies in food and hunger and thirst and in nakedness for the want of all things. And these people will oppress us. Why? Because we won't prosper. Why? Because we turned from the Creator. And this is what oppression is. It's the opposite of prosperity. You're held down instead of being able to come up. In Proverbs 16 reads, it says, Yahweh maketh all things for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of evil. And oppression is evil. And he uses the wicked to oppress. That's what I was trying to find in Habakkuk. I just can't remember where it's at. But he uses the wicked to carry out the oppression. You know, Israelites carrying out oppression does not make sense. Righteous people being the oppressors, that's why he oppressed us in the first place, because we, instead of judging righteously, we were judging wickedly and oppressing people for no cause at all, just for greediness and selfishness and arrogance. You had our people oppressing one another, and now we are oppressed. Because we do not walk in the ways of the Creator. So oppression is by way of a curse, and it is to break you. It is meant to break you. It is meant to destroy you. And in that destruction, that's when you should be like, okay, I'm done, you know. I've been had enough. Come and save me. And that's when he'll show you, you know, you got to return to him. In order to get out of this oppression. And you look in Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. Well, he made oppression to stifle your prosperity when you go against his ways. Oh, the children of Israel experience it, but anybody can. He oppressed the Egyptians.